Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for your grace and your goodness, and truly, Lord Jesus, that you are the treasure of the ages. You're the gold of the ages. You're the satisfaction that fulfills and satisfies the longing of every human heart. Lord, even if we don't realize or comprehend or embrace or accept that fact, yet our hearts are always hungering for the very essence of who you are. Lord, I can't wait for that day when we will fully be satisfied by simply your presence. And that will be glory. Father, I pray this morning as we open your word, God, that you would speak to our hearts, that you would instruct us and teach us and draw us. We desire and we long to run after you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this morning I want to open up to 2 Corinthians, and I want to look at something that I touched on just very briefly, I would say the other day, but I think it was probably back before my surgery, before going to South Dakota or any of that. Let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm going to read the first six verses there, and then we'll dive into this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, he says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of the world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." He says here that the shining of the light of God shining in our hearts gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He says, in comparison, in the previous verses, he says that if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. As we look into this passage, we see that belief in who God says he is and in God as God is the prerequisite to being able to see what is clearly visible spiritually. We see here how he says, as we accept and walk with Christ Jesus, he says that he commands light to shine out of darkness, to shine in our hearts, and to give light to the knowledge of God. Our knowledge of God, our understanding of who he is, our understanding of the way that he is, his character, his personality, his commands, his all of the things related to God. Really, that knowledge in the heart comes through the light that God himself gives to a heart. You and I cannot fully comprehend or understand God's personality, His character, His word, His truth with our own physical understanding outside of God by His Holy Spirit shining that light into our hearts and illuminating what's really, truly, plainly obvious once that light is turned on. But if you're walking out in the night without any light, you're tripping and stumbling. You have no idea what you're tripping and stumbling over. There may be rocks in the way. You can't see it. There may be trees in the way. There may be all kinds of different things. There may be a snake waiting to bite you. There may be scorpions. There may be all these various things all lurking around, all waiting to trip you up. And you have no idea, no comprehension of those things. Are they real? Yes. If the light was shining, would they be obvious? Yes. But as long as I'm walking in darkness, those things make absolutely no difference to me until I bump into them, until I'm stumbling and tripping over them. But it's not clear. It doesn't make sense. I can't see it. I can't comprehend it. I can't avoid the pitfalls. I can't avoid the stones and the rocks and the sticks and all of those things. And we see as we look into the Word of God again and again, and we're going to get into these various passages that point this out, but God Himself provides the light to be able to see and to understand Him and His Word and all of these things that when that light turns on, it's blatantly obvious. If you aren't a blind person and the light's turned on, you have to be not paying attention to walk into a stone or to into a brick wall. But if it's dark, everybody's going to walk into a brick wall. If it's dark, if it's pitch black and you can't see it, it's not obvious. It doesn't make sense. And so he says here in verse 3 that the gospel can be like that. The gospel is like that if your heart is not tuned to receive and to see and to understand the light that the Holy Spirit of God gives to illuminate the gospel. It doesn't make sense. It's unclear. It's confusing. It's so foreign to us that it just seems like it can't be right. And I've heard people say things as varying from, you know, well, I just can't accept that kind of love, or I just can't understand how God could righteously condemn people to hell, and all these various things. Yeah, you can't understand it because you're trying to see what's on the ground in the dark. If you receive and begin to accept and receive the light that God, by His Holy Spirit, will give you if you seek for it and if you seek after it, then these things begin to clarify. You begin to see, oh, it's not so murky and dark and hidden and not understandable. It actually makes sense. But it has to be spiritually understood by the light that the Holy Spirit gives. And as we walk through our Christian life, the more we are tuned into the mind of Christ, to the heart of Christ, to the moving and the illuminating of the Spirit of God, the more the Word of God begins to open up before us. The more the things of God begin to make sense, but they don't just make sense mentally, they make sense as we follow and obey. God doesn't just give us the whole package and go, here you go, take it and just absorb it all and walk and carry the whole thing. As you walk, you begin to understand more. As you take and accept what you have already, the little glimpses that you have seen, as you accept that, as you believe it, as you become obedient to it, then more light begins to dawn. He says here in the end of verse 6, he says, God is the one who commands the light to shine out of darkness, and He is the one who shines in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You and I cannot expect to be able to understand, to comprehend, to see for it to make sense to our human mind outside of the illumination of the Holy Spirit of God. Any of the things of God, God's personality, His character, the Word of God, His doctrine, His principles, His commands, they don't make sense to the human mind until the Holy Spirit of God begins to shine and illuminate in our lives. In John chapter 7, verse 16 and 17, Jesus says to these people who are arguing and debating with Him, He says, Jesus answered and said unto them, My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. If any man will do His will, then he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You have to be willing to obey. You have to will to do His will in order to know for a sure, clear fact that it actually all makes sense and it actually all is God's desire and will for you and for me. And that Jesus Christ doesn't speak of Himself, but He actually speaks the Word of God Almighty. It's amazing that until you are willing to obey, the understanding is darkened. Until you're willing to surrender your will, until I say, Yes, Lord, it's all going to be murky and foggy and not make sense. But as I accept and surrender and lay down my will and say, Okay, Lord, I'm willing to follow You. I'm willing to accept Your way, Your word. You're the boss. All of a sudden, these things that seem so complicated and so difficult to understand and didn't make any sense begin to open up. It comes through obedience. Understanding comes through obedience. Through walking and receiving and accepting the light that God gives you one step at a time. He doesn't just shine a spotlight on the whole path through all of eternity and you can just clearly see and fully understand it before you decide if you want to embrace it or not. You have to be willing to accept and receive and believe and surrender your life to your Maker, your Creator, your Redeemer before you're going to be able to fully understand all of the things that don't make sense to the human mind. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, He said, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. How do I know you're the light of the world, Jesus? Well, you have to start following me. Then the path becomes clear. Then you're not walking in darkness, but you can't just look over here from the outside and go, Well, I can't see the path. So I'm not going to follow Him. He's not the light of life. He says, if you follow me, then you're going to see clearly that I am the light of life. If you will accept the light that the Holy Spirit begins to shine into your heart, into your life, then all of these things begin to clarify and open up and become obvious. Because He says, if you follow me, you're not going to walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life. But the prerequisite to having that light is to begin to follow. Isn't that interesting? You're not going to understand. You're not going to be able to see this light. You're not going to be able to fully state confidently, yes, Jesus is the light of the world or the light of life until you are willing to surrender and to begin to follow Him. And as you begin to follow Him, well, of course He's the light of life. It all makes sense. And I don't walk in darkness anymore. The path is clear and bright before me. He's the way, the truth, and the life. It's obvious. It makes sense. It answers all of the desires and longings of the human heart. But until I'm willing to actually embrace it and receive it and trust my all to God, I'm not really going to be able to comprehend that. And going on through the Christian life to a deeper and deeper extent, the more that I am willing to surrender and accept and embrace who God says He is, and follow Him committedly and with all of my heart, the more I'm going to understand and see, and the more is going to become clear to me. There's so many things. As a young believer, I remember looking in the Word of God and seeing so many things that just I couldn't understand them. They didn't click in my head. I couldn't figure out what they meant. As I began to walk with God, I began to understand those things little by little. The longer I walked, the more I understood. Sometimes I would go through experiences in my life and afterwards go back and read a passage that just never made any sense to me. All of a sudden, by the experience of the life that walking with Christ that I've now experienced, all of a sudden, oh, well, how did I not get that? That's so obvious and clear. It's illuminated now. It makes perfect sense. But until I walked faithfully after Him, obeying and following and surrendering to the light as it came to me, it just was unbelievably complicated. You have to follow first. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18, he says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles in the vanity or emptiness of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." Why is the human heart blind? Because of ignorance of who God is. And how can you begin to understand and to see these things that are clear? And the understanding of your mind becomes less and less darkened. He says, by walking, not as other Gentiles walk. As you begin to follow and believe and trust Jesus Christ, you're going to, the way is going to begin to open up. The path that was so dark and obscure is going to begin to become bright and clear and obvious. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, he says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." That you see this upward progression, this step-by-step climbing up, and the higher you go, the more clear and bright it is. And he says, our prayer constantly for you is that you would continue to grow in your knowledge of Him, of His will. How? By walking after the Lord. Worthy, he says in verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. As you walk this out, it's going to become more and more and more increasing in the knowledge of God. That's not just, oh, it increased now, but each time, as each step you take, as you walk with the Lord, it's going to increase a little more. And then it increases a little more. And then it increases a little more. And this is a continual upward climb, that the farther you go, the higher you climb, the more you trust and obey and walk with the Lord Jesus, the more your understanding and knowledge of God is enlightened and grows. And the more deeper you can understand the things of God and God Himself. But you're not going to sit there and rationalize it out. You're not going to take your human intellect and make God make sense. Through the light that shines from Him by His Holy Spirit, as you walk with Him, it will all become more and more obvious and make more and more sense. And you will be growing more and more in your knowledge and understanding. But you have to actually walk it. to actually walk it. You're not going to stand and look onto the path and understand the path. But as you walk and follow the one who is the light of the world and is the way and the truth and the life, that path becomes brighter and brighter. In Psalms, it tells us the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The farther you walk with the Lord and the more you surrender your life and your will and your ways to Him and the more that you say, I'm wrong, you're right, I will obey you, the more it all comes into focus. And you begin to see from an eternal perspective the things that you could have never understood when you were just standing there trying to look and view it to decide whether you wanted to follow or not. If you wait to begin to follow the Lord until you think you can fully comprehend and understand what that's going to look like and how that's going to work and understand fully everything that He says, you're going to be waiting forever. Because those things only begin to come to light and to understanding and to clarity as you walk in them and walk with Him and obey Him. Understanding comes through obedience. This is a theme that's very clearly taught throughout the Bible. There where He says, increasing in the knowledge of God in the end of verse 10, this isn't just knowing about Him, but knowing Him. The knowledge of Him, not just knowledge about Him, but knowledge of Him. Knowing Him personally. Growing and increasing in the knowledge of Him by walking worthy of the Lord. By continuing on. By taking the things that you know and applying them. Then you learn more. But you're not going to learn more until you apply this. I'm not going to tell my child the next thing I want them to do till they've done what I first told them to do. I'm not going to explain to them why they should do what I told them to do or help them to understand how this all works until they say, yes, Daddy, I will obey you. And they do it. And then I can sit down with them as they mature and grow and I can help them to understand why we do what we do. Why did I tell you that you couldn't run out in the road? Right now, in the beginning, it doesn't matter why. The why is Daddy said so. And until you simply obey, you're not going to begin to understand and grow in your knowledge. As you obey and you sit there and you observe the road, all of a sudden you start to see the cars going by and you go, oh, that's why. That's why. But as long as you're bound and determined that you're going to run out into the road and no matter what, and I'm not surrendered to what Daddy says, I'm not going to be able to understand it and comprehend it. And in the same way in the spiritual life, until I say, yes, Lord, and to an increasing degree I say, yes, Lord, and I surrender and I obey and I follow, the more my understanding will grow. In John chapter 8, verse 43 through 47, Jesus is having a very long discussion and debate with the Jews here. But He says, after He's clearly told them again and again and again that He is the bread that came down from heaven, He is the Messiah, He's not hidden this fact, and they keep on saying, and they finally in verse 41 or 42, they say, why don't you just tell us plainly? Why do you keep on beating around the bush? Why don't you just tell us plainly if you are the Christ or not? And He says, why do ye not understand my speech? I've already told you. Why don't you understand it? He says, even because ye cannot hear my words. And that word here has the meaning of understand. Why can't you understand my speech? You're not taking in and accepting and receiving my words. And so you just can't. I can answer your question very clearly 3-4 times in a row and you still go, why don't you just quit beating around the bush and answer our question? I have. Why can't you understand my speech? It's because you're not willing to accept it. And so because you won't accept it, you can't really, truly hear it. He says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. This is already the course that you've determined. You've already set it in your heart. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to follow my way. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be my own man, be my own boss. As long as you're going to follow that path, you will not understand my words. He says, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. As long as you're following his path, there's no truth to be had. You can ask the same question and get a clear answer four times in a row and not understand it because there's no truth to be had in the one who you're following. He says in verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Because you don't know what the truth is. You don't know how to recognize it. You don't know how to understand it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? And here is a very clear statement. He that is of God heareth God's words. Why can't you hear God's words? Why can't you understand? Because you won't obey and accept it. You're still determined to walk your own way. That's why you can't understand it. He that is of God heareth, and this has the sense of with understanding, God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Physically, you're hearing them, but they're not clicking. They're not making sense. There's no connection happening in your mind because you are not of God. You're not willing to follow Him and obey Him and surrender your life to Him. And so Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, standing before you in the flesh and speaking clearly the truth, doesn't click. Because you're not willing to accept it and follow Him and surrender your will. In John chapter 1, verse 10 through 13, he says, speaking of Jesus, he says, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. He didn't give them power to become the sons of God and then they received Him. It's because they were willing to receive and accept Him that then they were given the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. The receiving and accepting Him had to come first before the power was available to become sons of God. Isn't that amazing? God doesn't just reach down and snatch you up and force you into being a son of God. You have to be willing to receive. And as you receive, then that power is available. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 14, he says, Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. How do they know those things? By receiving the spirit of God. By receiving the things that God is giving. As you walk through your life, if you won't receive what God has given you to this point, you're not going to know those things that are freely given for you by God. He goes on, he says, which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural mind can't comprehend or understand the things of God. How can I, as a human being, begin to understand those things? By receiving of God, by the Holy Spirit, what things I do know and what things I have already seen. And as I receive those, more become clear. And then I have to receive those, and then more becomes clear. And as I take in the light that is available to me, incrementally, it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter, like the sun coming up in the morning. But what would happen if you pushed pause on the sun? Because I'm not willing to receive that anymore. And I'm just going to stay at this murky half light. I'm not ready to obey. I'm not willing to follow. I'm not willing to surrender to what I know is God and truth. You're going to remain at the same level that you are right now. Only the Bible warns that if you continue like that for too long, your mind will begin to be darkened incrementally. We must respond to receive and walk in the light that is given to us as it is given, or we will begin to receive and walk in more and more and more darkness. The most evil person you can think of didn't start out at that level of filthiness. They worked their way down to it by continuing to embrace darkness and reject the light. You don't get practically demonic men like Hitler from the womb. He intentionally rejected the light that he was given and intentionally embraced wickedness and darkness and sin. And incrementally, he slipped lower and lower and lower until he got to the point he could kill millions of people heartlessly. That didn't happen from the womb. That happened by him rejecting the light and embracing the darkness. Whichever you're going to embrace and follow, it's going to get stronger. If you embrace and follow and receive the light of Christ Jesus, it will grow brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. If you accept and embrace and follow darkness, it will get darker and darker and darker. I want to turn to one more passage in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Beginning of verse 3 here, he says, through faith, we understand. We, as humans, always want to understand and then accept it and believe it. But he says here very clearly that through faith, through simply believing what God says and who He is, then we begin to understand. Through faith, we understand. Not the other way around. We don't understand and then that produces faith. Through faith, we understand. So, in wrapping up, I want to say to those who are saved, your understanding of the things of God will grow in direct proportion to your surrender to His will and walking it out day to day. You won't see miles ahead, but you will have all you could need spiritually supplied as you obey. And to those who aren't saved, you will never be able to fully comprehend and rationalize it all in your own mind to the point where it doesn't take any faith. If you're going to wait for that, you will die in sin. You have to accept and believe and receive the Word of God and who He says He is to begin to see the light and understand and follow. So I challenge you this morning, wherever you are in this life, to accept, embrace, surrender to, and obey the light, whatever extent, whatever brightness you have received so far. Embrace and obey that at this point in your life, and it will begin to brighten step by step as you follow. Understanding comes through obedience. You cannot ever hope to understand to the point where it'll be obvious to obey. You have to obey, and then it will make sense. Your understanding will grow. Let's pray. Father, I pray this morning that You would help each one of us, Lord, to fully embrace and surrender to You, to Your Word, to the light of the gospel as we have been able to see it so far, so that we can go deeper and further with You and grow more in our understanding and see more of the truth and the light as we walk with You. Father, I pray that You would open our eyes that we might begin to walk this upward path that grows brighter and brighter and brighter the further we walk it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.